Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, my dear brothers and sisters. King of my life, I crown thee now. We cannot forget Gethsemane, brothers and sisters. Welcome on Advent Health Reform Thursday. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host. So I just want to welcome everyone who joined. And we know that tonight we're going to have a wonderful time with the Lord. So we will go into prayer and also do our first part. Brothers and sisters, God is so good. He's so great. Let us pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Kind and righteous, loving Father, which art in heaven. We just want to thank you this moment, Lord, for their love towards each and every one of us on this line, Lord, and to our family members and brothers and sisters. You are so good, yes, so great. We thank you for traveling mercies today. Those who went on the streets, those who went to work, you brought us home back safely. We want to give you thanks. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you, dear Father, that you can allow us that we can gather at your welcome table to sing praises and to let you know how much, dear Father, we appreciate everything you have done for us. We thank you for where you are now, dear Lord, in the most holy sanctuary. We thank you, dear Father, for your word that you encourage us, dear Father, especially, Lord, this topic tonight, Health Reform Thursday, where you have given unto us and you want to teach us, Lord, the way in which we should go and teach others, dear Father, all gospel workers, dear Father, should be able to give instruction about, Lord, the principles of healthful living. So we want to thank you, Father, for all that you have done and what you have allowed us, dear Lord, to use in your natural remedy that you have given unto each one of us that we can come on this line and to share. We want to thank you, dear Father, of your traveling mercies towards your sons and your daughter, and also your protection and your care, loving care towards us, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for sparing our dear beloved brother, real life, dear Lord. While going to work, dear Father, last Friday, he left his home, Lord, but we do know that the angel was there covering him, Lord, and the angel was there at the side, even with the accident, that you was able to keep him, Lord Jesus, and he's here now with us, giving praise to you for what you have done. And we know that you are the great physician, so we place him in your care, Lord, to touch his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, where the pain lies, Lord. We know you are the pain giver, and you can release him from that pain, because you said you to us, and we saw you demonstrated your healing power toward many, many of your sons and your daughters. So we place him in your care. Continue to give Sister Leola the strength. Bless her. Keep her, Lord, while she active, Lord, have to be to and fro, and also protect her, Lord, on the road, dear Lord, while she travels. We also ask you, Lord, as we lift up to you tonight, dear, every one of us on the line, dear Father, help us, Lord, that we will give you all the praise. And we just want to thank you again for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you to be a lively Father of all the crisis around and the pestilence around. You allow us to be alive. And Father, we know if the pestilence, Lord, even sickness, come down upon your children, you promise them that you are the great physician and you can heal all sickness. So we just want to thank you. Thank you again for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, Advent Light, We welcome you, welcome those who are on, and also we're praying that the others will soon come to join us. We want to thank God for everything that he has done for us. And as our tonight is our topic and our starting point, our Health Reform Thursday, God have given us the plan of salvation and also the plan in Eden, what he wants his children to do. And, you know, I was reading this morning about Corinthians 6, 16, 1 Corinthians 6:16. It said, you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So we know that ourselves, we are not our own, right? We belong to God, and he had created us in the image and likeness, and we are his temple. So we are so thankful and grateful on this line that we can come before, you know, the Lord to present his word, you know, and also instructing us. He is telling us that he is instructing us as gospel workers, where he gave us the medical missionary, and we know that is the right arm to the gospel. And because it is the right arm to the gospel, he wants us that to be going out, to be sharing, teaching, and to be able to give some instruction, give instruction in the principles of healthful living. And that's the reason why, you know, it is saying to us, if we are instructed, we would be able to change in everything, and there will be prevention. So he gave us the 8 laws of health, and it's more than the 8 laws, but our basic 8 laws of health. And we find that tonight, you know, has is our topic. You know, and also we find that in Genesis 1:29-30, and also in 3 John, where he gave us the herb for the season food. So we will read our basic scripture passage, and I don't know if anyone would like to read it for us. We are on the line. So I'm going to open the line for somebody, or can put one if you want to read Genesis 1:28. This is our favorite scripture on Thursday night, you know, because the Lord wants us to be as Bible workers, you know, for teachers, and, you know, for us not only to know these things for ourselves, but for us to go out and instruct others, teaching others, you know, what is very important for our health. So as he have given us the 8 laws of health, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, gave us nutrition, air, water, sunshine, temperance, rest, and trust in God. And that is what he wants us to go out and also to share it with others, that others will be able to, you know when see situation come down upon them, that they would need to follow the holy writings, Lord, in his word, that he said to us, I gave it to you, not somebody else. The Creator gave all these wonderful, wonderful promises and also wonderful herb nature that we are supposed to be using. So I just want to give God thanks. I am going to open the line for my sister that she can read this chapter. And then after that, you know, we can share with our opening. Welcome, my dear. Can you tell your name, where you're from? Genesis 1:29.
Okay.
Yes, and you can.
All right.
Turn.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to give God thanks for to be on the prayer line and to be amongst my brothers and sisters that we can fellowship. And also, I'm grateful to Sister Powell hosting and and for the Lord to use me to read. So thank you as the Lord bless us tonight. And I'm reading Genesis 1, chapter 1 and verse 29. And it say, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree and which is the fruit of trees yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Amen.
Okay. You can do 30, sister, the last part of 30.
Okay.
I have given
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is a life, I have given every herb, every green herb for meat, and it was so.
And praise the Lord. Thank you. Yes, yeah.
Amen.
No, yeah, no, that's okay. Thank you, my dear beloved sister.
I want to share my scripture.
Yes, but we make I just clear up this and then you start. Stay on, don't.
Okay.
You know, we saw there, not Sister Leola give us the herb or Sister Paula or the others, right? God gave us, he said, and God said, behold, I have given, right? I have given you every herb bearing, and that is the reason why, you know, we are so grateful to know that our God, our loving God, loves us so much before he created us, and he gave us the remedy for everything, and that is why he said to us here as gospel workers, we should be able to give instruction. God gave us the instruction, and he said we should be able to give the instruction in the principles of healthful living. For living, he also told us that there is sickness everywhere, and most of it might be prevented by attention to the laws of health, right? So you see, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, God gave us this health message here, and he said if we pay attention to it, right, what would happen? Now, and we find that in ministry of healing. He said we need to pay attention to the laws of health, right? And after we pay attention, the people need to see the bearing of health principles upon their well-being, both for this life and for the life to come. So, brother and sister on this life, we are so grateful that we have a loving God, that he, you know, give us everything we need. We have to only pray that we be obedient to take these wonderful instructions, you know. So this is my opening, and then I will just ask my brothers and sisters to press one so that we can share. So Sister Leola is on the line. So Sister Leola, his line is now for you. All right, Sister Leola, you can.
Amen, amen. First of all, Sister Powell, I want to thank you for the prayers. Prayers has been lifted up for not just Brother Ray and I, but for all of us on this prayer line. And God sees the hearts that's been praying and lifting up brothers and sisters. So we are all grateful to the prayers that the brothers and sisters lift up to us. And I want to read from John chapter 9 and verse 6. And I'm reading about when Jesus had spit on the ground and he made clay. So I'm going to John chapter 9 and verse 6. And I like to read that, Sister Power, just to see how good our Savior was to heal. He loved to see healing. He wanted to see good. So let us read this, okay? And it says, 9 and 6, it says, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spatter And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes open? Mercy. And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisee also asked him how we had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I wash and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And I like to read 17. They said unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him that he had opened thine eyes? And he said, he is a prophet. So I read this story, Sister Power, as I read this story, seeing that the man is, every time they ask, he confessed, this was him. This was that Christ. This was Jesus, the Christ, that he come to do these things. And they did not believe. The same thing here today. People don't believe. And Sister Power, my confession, when I was out helping my son one day, and my son, he did not, you see, my son has a problem. I don't know if it's a mental problem. He has problems. And I tried to tell him, when you come into Christ. And then he said, oh, forget Christ, forget him. He said things. And you know, Sister Power, that day, I said, Jarvis, because you know I call by the name now, Yeshua. But Sister Power, that day, he said, forget that Jesus. And I said, you know, Jarvis, I said, that's all I knew from my youth, from my childhood on up. I knew the name Jesus. So it offended me. It offended me that he said, forget my Savior, because my Savior did nothing wrong to any one of us but love us. And he went to the cross to die for our sins. And that offended me so much. I say, well, you know what? When Lord said, I just have to use the name Jesus, because I was offended when my son said something about his name. But I know that I love to use Yeshua, because I searched it and I know that's the true name. But Sister Power, I had to use. I said, Jarvis, you shouldn't say that about your Savior, because your Savior died for your sins. He loved you. So, but you know what? I know, Sister Power, you know he's not in his right mind. So these children, we just got to continue to lift them up in prayer. And that's why my little confession to that. And when I took that offense, Sister Power, it was like, you know, when somebody talk about, okay, say for instance, it's your child. If somebody say something about your child, and you take an offense on that. But it's even deeper taking that offense about our Savior, because he didn't do nothing. He came to save a wretch like us, sinners. He gave his life. And yet we just call him name, just say anything about him. Oh, Sister Power, that hurts my heart. So I am here tonight to lift my son up in prayer, Sister Power. I'm asking for prayers for Jarvis. I'm asking for prayers for Jarvis' children and Amari. And not only my grandchildren, Sister Power, there's so many children that's out there in the hoods, in the neighborhood, in all over the streets. And some of the parents homeless, so the children homeless. Children everywhere, walking bare feet, babies walking in cold. So we need to lift them up in prayer tonight. Amen?
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading and also, you know, sharing what God have done to that blind man. And my dear brothers and sisters on this line, a blind man, after he got healed, he was evangelizing. He was testifying. He was sharing the goodness of Jesus. He was telling them, you know, they were trying to wrap him up, but he was just sharing the word. And this is what the Lord wants us to do, to share this truth, right, to the dying world. He is the creator. He is the healer. And also, thank you for that, you know, comment with your son. We all have it, my dear beloved sister, you know, in some way or the other. But, you know, when the demon, even the demon spirit possess a person, Jesus is able to do all things, right? He healed the demon possessed man. This is the blind man, but we read that he healed the demon possessed man. So when you are not in your right mind, my dear, you're not going to acknowledge even Christ. He is the first one. You are not going to acknowledge your parents because, you know, you are demon possessed. And we just have to pray, because prayer will move all mountains. And we know that we saw that Jesus have healed the demonic possession man in that tomb, and he was able to go out just like this dumb blind man and testify what God have done for him. So we will continue to lift up Jarvis in prayer. Thank you, my dear, for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, El Thursday night, I will just pause and read our health reform charges on the screen here. It says the power of self-government seems lost. Excuse me, just give me a 5 minutes, like I just got the Can you press number one, my dear beloved, that you can share? Sorry, I just went through the door. All right, I am going to open the line. 423-635, your line is open. Your name, where you're calling from?
Amen. This is me, Sister Powell. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear.
Amen. Amen. Yes, this is Sister Carla. I'm calling from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness. I'm thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love for each and every one of us. And we know the Lord doesn't want us to be confused about who he is and what he has done for us. And, you know, I was hearing Sister Leola's testimony, how she was upset, you know, when her son said that. But we have to know, like, when he do these things, it's it's offending Jesus, and we have to pray because that's demonic spirit trying to upset us. And we know God wants us to love others, love each and every one of, you know, each and every one of our brothers and sisters, no matter what character they're in. He just wants us to love them and pray for them. So I just want to encourage you, Sister Leola, each and everyone that's going through that, because at any moment we all can go through it. So we just have to pray and intercede, knowing that it's another spirit within that person. And I just want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. It said, flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that commits fornication sinneth against his own body. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye are of God, and ye are not your own? Let me read that again, verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 6. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So in order for him to live within us, we have to glorify God with our body. We have to take care of this temple, and we have to be mindful of what we're putting in it. So Jesus loves each and every one of us, and we just have to be consistent with the love of God. We just have to be mindful of things around us. And I just want to share something regarding health. There's 12 causes of disease. There's 12 causes that can cause a person to have disease in their body, and I'll name the 12 of them. One is acidosis, when there's a lot of acid in the body, mucus and stuff. Another one is nutrient deficient, when there's not enough nutrient in the body. One is when they neglect the 8 laws of health, and we know what that is. One is the 8 channel of elimination, just to name a few. The skin is a channel of elimination. Our eyes, our mouth, our fecal matter are, you know, those are channel of elimination. And there's 8 of them. The liver, the kidney also. Then there's one is hormone imbalance. When the hormone is imbalanced, it's off. Toxicity of the environment and pollution. Those are causes of disease. Stress. Stress will cause disease. So we have to take everything to God in prayer. Ignorance. When we're ignorant of these things, doesn't know them, don't take well care of our body or learn to or don't know how to, or we don't act. So ignorance. Also, parasite, when you have worms in your body. We all have parasites. If you're living, you have parasites. Some are old. Parasites are natural, but some are overgrown because of what we eat, and we don't detox the body. I remember as a young child, my grandmother used to give us worm medicine. I don't know if it was once a month or every 2 months. She used to always give us worm medicine. Mind, character, and personality. Our mind, as Sister Leola was talking, can be messed up, or if our thoughts are not right, you know, our action won't be right, and, you know, it's going to go into a slippery slide. Also, enzyme deficiency. There's enzyme the body needs, and when it's deficient of those, we can have mind issue, nerve issue, and different, different things happen, and also other causes. There's other causes. We saw in the Bible, when someone was sick, and not because of his parents or anything that he had done, but it was for God's glory he was sick. So these are the 12 causes of diseases in the body. So we just have to ask God to help us to learn these things and to take better care of ourselves. And as I was reading one of them, I think I was in nutrition, and I was reading the omega-3, we need that for our brains. We need that for health. That's good fat. And I went through all the details of it and saying, Lord, you know, I read over it before, but I'm like, Lord, what have omega-3? Because I need that. I don't want to be deficient. So mostly it's fish, but I don't eat that. We shouldn't eat the fish because the water is contaminated. But then it names three things that I can eat, and that's walnut, chia seed, and what is it? Soybeans. Walnuts, chia seed, and soybeans. And after I read that, I had a bag of walnuts. Usually I add it to my oatmeal or my my hot meal, my hot oats or whatever I'm eating hot. And I was eating some walnuts, and I made some pudding with some chia seed, and I made a smoothie for tomorrow. I put some chia seed in it because, you know, sometimes I use it, sometimes, you know, I don't use it. So I said, okay, I have to be consistent with it. And soybeans, I had some garbanzo beans, last week and stuff. So I just thank the Lord for learning medical missionary, going over my notes and reading it and taking all of this in and asking the Lord to help me so I can share this with others so that I can help others when they're ill and see what's the cause of their disease so I can help them. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. May the Lord richly bless each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Sister Carlo, we want to thank you for that. Actually, a presentation reminding us we started with 1 Corinthians with that same chapter about our body. You know, it's that belongs to us, and also with the herbs that the Lord have given unto us, you know, mankind for us to follow in Genesis, and also, you know, in 3 John. And you came up with this wonderful, you know, we share about nutrition, you know, the 8 laws of health, and there was, and we were just, you know, talking about the goodness of God, what he has done. And really, you came up with this, so these wonderful information, you know, that we can follow. So I just want to thank you very much and thank God. Brothers and sisters on this line, we are so blessed, right? I don't know anyone. We learned so much things. We got so much information, you know, from our sisters and also from the Word of God with the testimonies there and our health message, you know. So we are blessed. So when we get got all these information, I'm asking my brothers and sisters, just let us share it with those out there, those who do not know, you know, this truth. And the Lord says, you know, he loves to hear when his children settle in the truth. That is 3 John. Beloved, you know, I wish above all things that we prosper. What a loving God we have. Cares about our health. He cares about everything. As today I was talking to one my niece, and she was sharing about her father, and she told me that, you know, he is not drinking enough water. And she's also asking me to call him and, you know, just to remind him, you know, encourage him, you know, how important water is to for us. And I'm asking for prayer for that. His name is Mr. Moore. Just pray that God really, you know, just give him that encourage him, that God will just move on his heart, that he will see how important water is for his body. So I am asking my brother and sister to press 1 so that they can share, you know, because we want to give everybody the chance, you know, before. You know, I don't know if the speaker will be tonight. We have a little thing going. I don't know. But I am asking my brothers and sister here, you know, to press 1 that you can share, you know, and not wait until the last moment. We overpack, you know, sometimes we overpack and we don't get enough time. Each one don't get enough time. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press 1 that you can share, you know, the few minutes that you can share your testimony, your praise, your song, your scripture reading, and also some tips that you use. Some things that you use to help boost your immune system and, you know, your natural remedy. So I'm going to open this line. 272-770, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. My name is Tymeco Preston, and I'm in, I live in Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line this evening with my dear brothers and sisters. God bless you all, and I would like to sing a song. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He lives. Page 251, he lives. There's a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow ways. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow ways. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to share a little verse about the health. So I have the concept of health. Eat as if you are eating, enjoying more fruits and vegetables, more nuts and whole grains, in the most natural state possible. And number two says to start walking at least 30 minutes a day. A moderate walk is the most effective and cheapest form of exercise available. And the bonus is to walk with a friend. Amen. And number three is to drink more water and put away soft drinks and coffee. Most people are chronically dehydrated and it's slowly killing them. Number four, get enough sunlight, but not too much. We need sunlight for vitamin D, production, better rest, and even just to feel better. Number five is avoid caffeine, nicotine, sugar, and other drugs. These ingredients can destroy immune function and age you prematurely. And number six is to find time to breathe and clean air. Oxygen is the most important substance for life and healthy. Go to where there is purest and breathe deep. And number seven is honor the Sabbath day, fellowship, and worship at church, and place your worries with God. You'll be refreshed, ready to tackle the coming week. Amen. And number eight is to get enough sleep during the week. Maintain a regular bedtime schedule of at least 7 hours every night. And number nine is to slow down. Keep stressful situations to a minimum and avoid debt and spend within your means. You will be a lot happier with less stuff to worry about. Amen. And number 10 is to trust in God. And pray, read your Bible more,
Remember that you have a friend in Jesus Christ that can help you and claim his promises. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you all, brothers and sisters. Love you all.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear, for sharing the laws of health. That's what we are all in the more than eight. You get 10, and you can get more than 10 from the laws of health that God has given unto us. So we just want to thank you, sister, for reminding us over and over. And one of it is said, drink more water. You know, water is so important for us. And do not think about drinking coffee, you know, that thing. I had a discussion the other day with some for a person, and they're saying, oh boy, like, you know, oh, that is like water, you know, nothing wrong with that. You know, son, we know that we have caught up with drinking coffee. So I thank God that, you know, all these little, these reminder is in our health message, the minister of healing. And also, we have other health books, you know, that we can read. And all what Sister Tamika said and what Sister Carlos had presented and also myself in the Word, right? It's not our own Word. It is in the Word. And God wants us to be obedient to follow the eight laws of health. Asking my brothers and sisters to press. One, so that I can open the line. Okay. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. How are you, beloved? I hope you're doing good. God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Sister Power, I'd like to thank God for his love because he is good. He's awesome, God. He's a mighty God. He is the King of Kings. Sister Power, I have a prayer request tonight, Sister Power. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother and pray your Sister Power. Lift up my mom and prayer, please. My mom needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. Don't forget to pray for our dear brother, Jihari. Lift up our dear brother. Our dear brother, Jihari, needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to pray for brother Jihari, Sister Power. Pray for brother Isma. Don't forget to pray for Sister Jenny. Don't forget to pray for Brother Javel. Lift them up in prayer. And Sister Power, please pray for our dear Sister Katie Ann. Sister Power, pray for Sister Katie Ann. Sister Power, don't forget to tell Sister Carla to pray for Sister Katie Ann, that the Lord will find her job. Pray for her that she will go to Bakerhoven Services and live with Sister KDN in prayer, because Sister KDN needs prayer, a lot of prayer, brothers and sisters, for Sister KDN, our dear sister. Our dear sister needs a lot of prayer, and pray for her son too, Sister Tamiko. Pray for Sister Tamiko's son too, Sister Power, Brother Taiwan. Live for Brother Taiwan in prayer. Pray for our dear brothers and sisters. Don't forget to live up our dear brothers and sisters, and pray for Sister Katie and Sister Power, that the Lord will go, that the Lord will make a way for her, that she will go to Bakerhoven Human Services. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Sure, we will be praying for your prayer list, and we soon go in prayer. Your list is your mother, Jari, Javel, Isma, Jenny, Kadian, Shamiko, Tamiko, and Taiwan. Yes, sure, we will be lifting them up in prayer. And thank you for joining us. God is so good. All right. He is great. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name? Where you're calling from?
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ken Sinelli from upstate New York speaking. I am very happy to be with my brothers and sisters on the line this evening. And because of God's goodness towards all of us, that's why we are all here this evening. We haven't done anything good to merit His goodness and these favors, but we are here because Jesus loves us, and He loves all of us. And as we come on this line this evening, and we try to contribute whatever little we have that the Lord lead us, put on our minds to do, I hope it would be of help to someone. This evening, I want to just give God praise and thanks for His loving watch care over me during the past days of the week that is past and gone. He has protected me, and He has protected all of us, can testify to this. That's why we are here. I want to sing this song, Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us. On this evening, we pray, Lord, that You will help with me, each one of us who are on this line, that we may be able to give help to those who are in need, that we will give words that will encourage others in the pathway of life, because we know that there are so many things going on in the world. If God does not lead us, we are nowhere. And this evening I'm going to sing this song, Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us, because we need God's leadership in every one of our lives today. Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us o'er the world's tempestuosity. Guard us, guide us, feed us, keep us, for we have no help but Thee. Yet possessing every blessing, if our God our Father be. Savior, breathe forgiveness o'er us, all our weakness Thou dost know. Thou didst tread this earth before us, Thou didst feel its meanest woe. Lone and dreary, faint and weary, through the desert Thou didst go. Spirit of our God descending, fill our hearts with heavenly joy. Love with every passion blending, pleasure that can never cloy. Thus provided, pardon guided, nothing can our peace destroy. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we need God's presence with us every day, every second of the day. Even this afternoon, as we think about the health program that we always talk about, we are here to follow God's rules. We speak about herbs, and we know God gave us herbs. Herbs of the tree and herbs of the field. And these green herbs were really vegetable source food, or food that we call medicine. They are medicine. This was because of the minerals contents, particularly the chlorophyll that makes the green herb of the field so valuable for good food. We find that in selected messages on page 295, it says, there are many simple herbs, which if our nurses would learn the value they could use in place of drugs. So I think that is very powerful. If we could have the uses of these herbs, we do not have to use those drugs that they put in our bodies, because those drugs really make us sick and they don't help us. And we have to learn that and know that the natural remedy is the only wise thing that God gives to do for us. It says, it also, it, the course says, it's very plain. if our medical system had used God's method, that's the eighth doctors. And you know, Sister Powell always gives you the eighth doctors water, sunshine, and whatever it is. We all know them. There would be no need to use drugs in our hospitals and our clinics. Because God has given us, God gave us a beautiful plan. If we will go back to study the Word of God, we should find herbs have a definite place in the healing of mankind. So that's why I personally believe in herbs. Don't matter what you say, I don't believe in these medications that the doctor gives us, because we, when we get sick, God has given us natural remedies to heal us. It is too bad that these commercialized things that they, the capsules and pills and such things that they give us, these herbs are found in fruits and vegetables, my dear brothers and sisters, fruits and vegetables. You can imagine beets, how important beets are. Beets are very rich in iron, and if you drink too much beet juice, it can make you sick. And beets are very good. Now, just because it makes you sick doesn't mean it is bad for you. You just don't need much of it, right? It is so saturated with natural chemicals that your system needs. So you need to drink it slowly. It may be better if you could, you know, dilute it by mixing it with some other kinds of vegetables. It mixes well with green drinks and carrot juice. But you should not exceed 4 ounces of beet juice twice a day. If you want to raise your red blood count, beets will definitely do that for you. It is best to use fresh beet juice. If you cannot get that, then you can use dehydrated beet powder. Beets are very helpful in rebuilding the liver. It will also bring down sediments and kidney stones. And we know that kidney stones is one of the things that people suffer with these days so much. 1, 2, 3, you hear somebody says they have kidney stones. And it is a simple remedy. It revitalizes the whole system, and it serves as a transfusion as we replenish our blood supply. But did you know that every 100 days, we get brand new blood supply? How many of us know that? If we would simply eat wholesome foods and that grows in the field and eat them as natural state as possible, we would get a brand new blood supply. If we can continue to build good wholesome blood, we could extend our longevity. It will slow down the aging process. We would then be healthier people in a spectacular, and be very spectacular to the world. You could imagine that. And then we go, when we think about string beans. String beans is something that is very good, even for those who are suffering with diabetes. And we know that the string beans, it may surprise you that you can juice it. You know that you can drink string beans, juice it. It is a wonderful juice. It is very helpful when you are working with a diabetic. Consuming 4 ounces of this string bean juice is equivalent to 2 to 3 units of insulin. Just imagine that. This means that you can get our insulin through our natural foods, in particular from green beans. You can also get it from sugar beets, sugar peas, and snow peas. And I love those peas, those two beans, sugar peas and the snow beets. But I like the green bean juice. Just drinking 2 to 4 ounces of this can really aid you in your recovery if you are a diabetic. Simple, eh? If you can get a good hard walk in the sunlight, drink the string beans tea. you can soon get safe off of insulin. Are we hearing this? You can safely get off of insulin without endangering your life. And here is where I would stop this afternoon, because I think I gave you some good tips that we can employ and even take it, tell others what they could do to get back good health. So this evening, I just want to thank God for giving us all of these beautiful vegetables that he plants out there, have out there. We just have to know it, and we just have to use it, and we would be healthy human beings. So I'm asking God this evening to lead us and help us that we will all obey the health laws. I tried my best to do whatever I can to keep away from the doctors. I haven't gone to the doctors for the year. From since they have this pandemic, I'm not boasting. This is no boast, because I don't really want to see them. It's not a bad thing to go to the doctors. But if I could keep away from them, God help me. He is my doctor. Dr. Jesus, I believe in him. And this evening, I'm asking all of us, ask the Savior to help you to keep away from these drugs that they give you in these institutions. Because they do not help us down, it helps us out. Father, we come before you this evening, thanking you for these wonderful things that you have given, these wonderful herbs you have given us to keep us healthy and strong. Many are sick because, Lord, they have mistreated their bodies. They don't use these things. They use the sweet, they use the sugar, and they use all kinds of things that help them to be sick. But Lord, these simple, simple vegetables you have given us to help us to live healthy lives, to have a healthy brain that we be able to think. And when we don't have a healthy brain, we cannot please God. So, Father, I pray that you will strengthen each one of us in the sound of my voice this evening, that we will obey your health rules, that we may be able to live a better, a healthier life, and we may be able to encourage others to do likewise. So, Father, this evening, I just thank you for each one on this prayer line, that you will bless especially, Lord, the children, because we know that we are living, it's a very unfortunate age for them, Lord. And help us, Lord, that we will always pray for our children, those who are on this line in the sound of my voice this evening. There are so many things going on. I don't have to tell you this evening. But God, we thank you that you have given us good remedies. And help us, Lord, that we may be able to follow them. Bless us this evening, and each one that listens to my voice this evening, may we all, by God's grace, try to live a healthy life. Thank you, dear Father, for hearing my simple prayer and for answering it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for being on my line. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for joining and always sharing his wonderful, wonderful encouraging a tip to us. And, you know, we do know that we have been reading and studying God's word, you know, that the health message is the right unto the gospel. And these messages are not a message that we can say that it is a new message. This message was handed down to us from creation. And we are so grateful and thankful that, you know, we can come on this line in this form, each and every one of us, to share some of those remedy, natural remedy, you know, that God have given unto us, the herbs of the field, the green beans, you know, and all these wonderful fruits and grains. you know, that we have been learning. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters on this line, we get all these wonderful tips. It's for us to share with others, right? And we share these tips with others because they are the world out there. They do not really think about these wonderful, wonderful remedy that God have given unto them. They want, they refine the food and all these things, you know. So we know the truth. So we are asking our brothers and sisters to ask God to lead us, as this song said. And we know we cannot lead ourselves, so we have to depend upon God to guide us and to lead us and to help us that we will settle into the truth, especially for this time. And that is the reason why the Lord instructed us and the servant about the medical missionary work that God has given unto his children for this time, that we can go out there and share and meet. We are actually for 2 years we locked down. We were not able to go out to evangelize the way we should, you know, but the Lord is bringing us together with this message that he has given unto us, and not only the ministry of healing, right? We have that in the God's word, the Bible, that he instructs us what to do. So I just want to thank you, my dear, and a lot of your tip, I know I've tried them. And it helps me, my dear brothers and sisters. We are not on this line to say, you know, to let you know that this is a cure for you, but that is what we use. Be obedient to God's command, and it do help us. So we are sharing it to you that you will also share with others so that God will have us to be have a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy blood, because we do know that the life is in the blood. And if we do not eat healthy and do the things that God wants us to do, you know, be obedient to his health, Lord, there is no way we will. And as we, this evening, as we started out, you know, the cause, right? We have to find the cause. We have to know the cause, so that we can address these things, these situations and these crises when it faces us. So I just want to thank my dear beloved brothers and sisters on the line who press one and who share. So we're going in prayer now, my dear beloved, and we are asking Sister Carla if she could lead us in prayer. We have a few requests about the children. Yes, my dear, let us lift up our children, not only our immediate children, but the children of our in the world, the children in our church. These young people, they are facing great crisis. My heart is really groaning, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line. This evening, I will just share this quick one. I have a young girl in Jamaica, one of my little ones, them that we minister to. And my dear brothers and sisters, I was just trying to call her to get her. We sent a little gift for her, and we're trying to reach her. So I call her around 6:30, and what this young lady said, where you are? I said, where you are? I am in calling in a different city, in a different little community she is. So I said, why are you there? You know, I said, why are you there? I think you should be with your mom. And, oh, I am with my uncle. I said, what are you doing with your uncle? I am helping my uncle to take care of his 6-year-old child. I said, whoa, and I think she may be 13, 14. I said, wow, you know, and I felt that things on me just hit me. So how could I have my little girl, my little daughter, and send her to stay with her cousin, a 6-year-old, with my uncle? And so, brothers and sisters, let us lift up these little ones and ask God to help that they will, you know, be protected. Right? So I'm opening the line for Sister Carla, if she could lead us in prayer. And I'm asking you, please, to lift up that young lady for me, please.
Amen. Amen. Kind and loving Father, as we come before you with heavy hearts, oh, Father, We submit our request, O Father, as we know that you said we should be in heavy heart. We should pray. We should sigh and cry for the abomination and the desolation that's happening within our church, O Father, within our community, within the world, O Lord. We ask that you will have mercy, O Father. We see the things that is coming upon us, O Father. It's going to be so strenuous that people will give up their birthright for food, O Father. We see how they're locking down places. They're shipping off people to prison, O Father, and these are healthy people because they're trying to take over and trying to break the people, their conviction, O Father. But we ask, O Lord, that you will step in the name of Jesus and do a mighty work, O Lord, and you have even called us as your children to do the work that you have called us to do. We all have works to do. We have souls to win, Lord, and there's so many we will lose if we do not work, O Lord, with you, if we do not intercede, O Father, on the behalf of these people and individual, Lord. We lift up this young child, O Lord. Have mercy upon her, Lord. Put your angels round about her to protect her and keep her, O Father, Lord. We know people prey upon young child, Lord, boys and girls, O Lord. We are in the evil time. We are at the end of the world where sinful acts is more prevalent, Father. But we ask for your protection amongst our children, our grandchildren, O Lord. Amongst the little ones, O Lord, their hearts are so tender, so innocent, O Father. Please protect them and keep them, O Father. Please help them, O Lord. Help the parents to be diligent. Help them to protect their children, O Father. Help them to have a watchful eyes upon children that they come in contact with, O Lord. Have mercy, O Father. I lift up Sister Leola, Lord. You know her heart yearned to see her son saved, Lord. Her whole household, her daughter, her grandchildren, her husband, herself, her family as a whole, she wants them to be saved. She wants them to accept you as their personal Savior, Lord. As Jarvis, disrespect the name of the Lord, oh Lord, we saw that she was upset, oh Father, and that's what Jesus feel about any one of us that don't call upon his name. He said only through the name of Jesus we can be saved, oh Father. When we're confused, when we're distracted, oh Father, when we say things and do things to please others, oh Father, it is wrong, and we should please you, Lord. We should worship you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, O Lord. We should be on one accord, O Father, and ask you that you will have mercy, that you will step in on part of Jarvis' life, that you will help him, O Father, to afflict his soul and give his life to you before it's too late, Lord. Be with Sister Consonelli and her prayer request, O Father. Even unspoken prayer request, O Father, she wants to be saved, her household, her brothers and sisters and family, Lord. The children, O Father, is in danger, Lord. We see it. Children are being vaccinated. Children are dying, having disease, O Lord, that should not come upon them, but because of ignorance, Lord, these things are happening, and they're going to be needing our help. You said many will pass untimely death, O Lord. Please don't let it affect our family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save them, O Father. Help them to have a knowledge of you and accept you as their personal Savior before it's too late. I lift up Brother Eli. Thank you for him, his dedication to serve you and to help others and to present them before you, Lord. He's lifting up Sister Katie Ann as she's in need of a job, O Father. And we ask that you will touch her right now, that you will supply her needs, O Lord. You know everything about Sister Katie, and she's your daughter, and you want the best for her and each and every one of Brother Eli's friends, Brother Johari, Javel, Isma, and she, and his mom, Father. And Brother Eli's also lifting up Sister Tymeka, Taiwan, her Sister Tymeka, whole household, Father. You want them to be saved, O Lord, and we just present them before you, Lord, that they will repent, O Father, that they will seek you with all their hearts, their soul, and their mind, Lord, before it's too late, Lord. We have so many untimely deaths, O Father, And we ask you, O Lord, please, Lord, please help them, O Father, to repent, O Lord. Please be with the those that are ill at this time, those that are bereaved this time. We ask that you will touch their hearts, O Lord. We ask that you will give them spirit of peace, spirit of comfort, Father. But we know, and we know not the hour of your soon coming, O Father. So we have to prepare our hearts. We have to prepare our homes for your coming, O Lord. We have to be ready to meet our Lord and say, Lord, this is the Lord that we've been waiting for, but we cannot do it with sinful hearts, sinful hands, O Father, sinful minds, O Father. We have to give up all those things, O Lord, that draw us away from you, all those things, O Lord, that cause a rift in the relationship with you, O Father, because you want us to be holy as you are. We thank you for Sister Stephanie, her son, and her daughter. We ask that you will bless them, Lord. You're doing a great work within their hearts, O Father. We ask that you will fill her with the Holy Spirit so that she can continue to minister to the children around her and to her co-workers and those that she come in contact with, Lord. Thank you for Sister Powell, O Father, a general in this army for such a long time. We thank you for her effort. We thank you for her as a person and showing us that all things are possible, Lord. And we just ask that you bless her household, bless her children and her grandchildren, O Lord. Save them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, for your name's sake. May they turn from their evil ways to worship you in spirit and in truth, O Father. May they look upon their grandmother, their aunt, their mother, and see what a woman of God she is, O Lord. May it be a perfect example for them, O Lord, that they have nothing to say but looking upon the life of Sister Powell and her dedication to serve you no matter what. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Be with Sister Brenda and her husband and Amarqua and their children and grandchildren. Protect them and guide them. We thank you for their fellowship and their love for you, O Lord. Keep the fire burning within their hearts, O Lord, so that they can come into a closer relationship with you. Be with Brother O'Neill as he's mourning the loss of his cousin, O Father. We ask that you will touch that dear family, O Lord. We ask that they will be drawn closer to you, O Father, that seeing that death is real and death is asleep, that no one goes to heaven, O Lord, but we're sleeping until you return. And, Lord, it will be best for us to be in the first resurrection, O Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord, because the second resurrection is the one that leads to eternal death, O Father. Please bless the unspoken prayer requests, Sister Katie and her family. Lord, be with them. Brother Udy and his family, the Richardson and their family, Brother Rick and his family, O Father. There's so many, Lord, that's not on the prayer line, Lord, but we ask that you will be with them. And those that we haven't heard from in the years and years, Lord, we don't know their state of mind right now, but you know it. We don't know their condition, but you know it. We ask that you will intercede on their behalf so that they can have a saving relationship with you, O Father, so that their name can be written in the life book of Lamb, O Father. We thank you, Father, even for my family, my children, my daughter who has traveled to Ghana, Father. Please protect her, Amanda. Please help her and forgive her. Nicholas, Lord, may they return from their wicked ways to serve you. May they seek you, O Father. May they have no rest in the name of Jesus until they have made your calling and election sure. And that goes for each and every one of you, Lord. There's no one perfect, O Father, but we want to come into that state that you will have us to be like you are, Father. And we can only get it through your strength, Lord, because you said your grace is sufficient for us, O Father. We can only be perfect as you are, Father, but we cannot do it on our own strength because we're weak, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. Such a speaker in the mark way. Bless her lips, O Lord. Bless the word that's coming, O Father, that it may minister to our hearts. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying for each one of us. And my dear and my beloved, I don't know if Sister Stephanie will be joining. I think she's supposed to be going for her daughter. And, you know, I We just lift her up. Thank you for lifting up everyone in prayer tonight. And I am here, and I do know that God is here with us. He knows everything, and he heard our prayer. He heard our plea, you know, and I'm just praying that God will pour out his blessings upon us tonight. So I'm going to sing this little song because we know that there is power in the blood. And if we trust our living God, my dear beloved, you know, and all these prayer requests that we have presented to him, we know he told us that he will hear them according to his will. And all my encouraging word to you, each and every one, for myself and my sister and brother here, let us be faithful. Just listen to this little word. 294 in the hymnal, there is power in the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood, the precious blood. Would you be free from our passion and pride? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus our King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, my dear beloved, there is power in the blood. Only his blood can help us. So we're going into another prayer, brothers and sisters. Let us continue to pray. I'm opening the line, asking my dear beloved sister, Sister Tamiko, 272, if she could lead us into a short prayer, another prayer. And, you know, then we will go into. And Krista, I'm lifting up again, Sister Stephanie and Carja. And let us lift up the young people. Remember young people, Sister Amanda, who travel, our mother, I lift her up, but let us lift them up, and Nicholas, and the other young people, all the young people. My heart is really troubled from our dear beloved young people. So, Sister 272, can you lead us in a prayer? Pray, continuing praying. More prayer, more power.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my prayer line. Thank you so much. Yes, I will give a short word of prayer. I thank you so much. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, We come before you, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you so much for this precious Health Thursday, dear Lord. We thank you so much for our dear sisters on this prayer line, Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. Thank you for the breath that you put in our lungs, Father God. We thank you that when we go to sleep at night, you send your guardian angels to watch over us and protect us as we sleep, Father God. We are so grateful that we have a loving and a faithful God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. You are always with us. And in Jeremiah 31, verse 3, you love us all with an everlasting love. We are so grateful for your love, your kindness, your grace, your tender mercies. Thank you so much. Father God, we'd like to lift up our dear sister Powell, who is a faithful servant of yours, Father. She is a grandma. She is an aunt. She is a cousin. She is a niece. She is our dear friend and our sister, dear Lord. We love her so much, and we thank you for her. We ask that you continue to bless her, guide and keep her. We ask that you bless all of her children, all of her grandchildren, all of her great-grandchildren. Bless her precious jewels in Jamaica. Strengthen, guide, and keep them, Father God. Be with your dear daughter, Father. We ask that you hide her behind the cross of Calvary, Lord. We ask that you hide her in your presence, where there is always love, joy, peace, and happiness, dear Lord. Continue to bless her, Father God. We ask that you cover her in the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. May you wash her as white as snow, Father God. May you hold her in the precious palm of your holy hands, Lord, and keep her close to your bosom. Let no weapon formed against her shall prosper, but keep her safe, Father God. Watch her going in and her going out. Be with your precious daughter, Sister Powell, and always take good care of her. Father God, I ask that you place the blood over her doorposts in her home, in every room in her home, Father. Place the blood of Jesus over every window in her home, in every room, dear Lord, to keep her safe, because she is your precious daughter, dear Lord. And we want her to be safe and well at all times, Father. So we thank you so much for her. Thank you for her precious family and her precious daughter. We also like to lift up our dear sister Stephanie. Continue to bless her, dear Lord. Give her safe travel and mercies, Father. We ask that you pour out the Holy Spirit upon Sister Stephanie and her precious children, KJ and Kaja. Bless them always, wherever they are, Father God. You know everything about them. You know every hair on their head, Lord. You know they're going in and they're going out. You knew them when they was in their mother's womb. So we ask that you put a place, a special hedge of angels, of protection around their home, around their college dorms, to keep them safe from the enemy, Father. We know he walks about like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone, but we know that greater is he that is in me than he that lives in the world. So continue, dear Lord, to cover them in the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper, dear Lord. Thank you so much. Bless every single brother and sister on this prayer line, dear Lord. We lift up Sister Carla. Continue to bless her and her dear precious daughters. Bless all of her family members. Safeguard and protect them as they are traveling, dear Lord. We ask for safe travel and mercies for them. We ask that you cover them all in the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Keep them safe and well, Father God. Hold them in the precious palm of your hands. We ask that you be their rock, their fortress, their strong tower, and their hiding place. We ask that you please bless Brother Eli and his mom, Rose, and bless all of his dear friends he is praying for. Sister Shamika, Brother Javel, Brother Jahari, Brother Jamal. Continue to bless Sister Ebony, Sister Tatiana. Bless Sister Adelina. Bless Brother Isma. And he's also praying for my son, Taiwan, and Katie Ann, who is looking for a job. Continue to bless them. Guide them and keep them. Bless Sister Sharisha Hazel. We haven't heard from her in a while. Please bless, guide, and keep her. Please bless Kiosha and bless my son Tony, who's in prison, dear Lord. Give him strength, dear Lord, and courage to go and talk to others about you, dear Lord. You're soon coming, and that they should repent their sins so that they can have a closer walk with you, dear Lord. Father God, bless our youth. The youth are suffering, Father God. They need you. Help them to see a need for you, Father God. Give them a closer walk. Our youth in this world is suffering. Our children, dear Lord. Place a shield of guardian angel of protection around our children. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children and our youth to safeguard and protect them from the enemy. Dear Lord, as we could do nothing without you, you are the vine and we are the branches. So please continue to guide and protect us and keep us safe, Father God. We need you each and every minute.
each and every second. And Father God, I stand in the gap for all of our dear brothers and sisters on this prayer line this Health Thursday evening. And Psalms 51, verses 10 through 12, please create in each and every one of us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. And do not cast us away from your presence, Lord. And do not take away your Holy Spirit from us, but restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us by your generous spirit, Lord. Thank you so much, dear Lord, for your grace, for your mercy. Please bless all of our sisters on the prayer line. Bless them all and bring them to the prayer line. Bless Sister Sharon Thomas. We haven't heard from her in a while, Lord. We pray that she is doing well. Your Sister Barnaby, dear Lord, we haven't heard from her either. But we know that you are taking good care of her because she is your precious daughter. And you are a faithful God. You love all your children, and you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we stand on your promises. We trust your word, dear Lord. And we ask that you bless Sister Payne. We haven't heard from her. Please bless her abundantly, more than she can ever ask or dream. Pour out the Holy Spirit upon her. Give her a double dose of the Holy Spirit. I'm praying for all of my sisters. Sister Richardson, please bless her. Sister Lynn, please bless all of our dear sisters. Sister Colby, Sister Barnaby, Sister Wilson, Sister Wooten, please bless them all, dear Lord. Bless Brother Yudi and his wife, Sister Melissa. Bless their health food store. Bless Brother Bernard. Bless Brother O'Neill. Bless all of our dear brothers. Bless Brother Elroy and his wife, Sister Erica. Continue to bless their family, dear Lord. Place a shield of guardian angels around their home to protect, guide, and keep them safe from the enemy. Keep the enemy at bay, dear Lord, because he is out to kill and destroy, but God has come to give us life and give it more abundantly. So, dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for everything you do and say for us. We are so grateful, dear Lord. We know that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am. You are everything to us, dear Lord. You are the Prince of Peace. You are our Majesty, and we love you, Lord. We thank you. We trust you. We thank you for all that you do for us each and every day. Each and every second, dear Lord. We must always remember, Lord, that we want to put on the whole armor of God, which is in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, Lord. So today we claim victory over Satan by putting on the whole armor of God. We put on the girdle of truth. May we all stand firm in the truth of your word, so we will not be victims of Satan's lies. Amen. And we put on the breastplate of righteousness. May it guard all our hearts from all evil, so that we will remain pure and holy, protected under the sacred blood of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And we put on the shoes of peace. May we all stand firm. Good news of the gospel, so that your peace will shine through each and every one of us on this prayer line this evening. And we may be a light to all that we encounter in this world. Amen. And we take the shield of faith. May we be ready for Satan's fiery darts of doubt, denial, and deceit, so we will not be vulnerable to spiritual defeat. Amen. And we put on the helmet of salvation. May we keep our minds focused on you at all times, so that Satan will not have a strong hold on our thoughts. Amen. And we take the sword of the Spirit. May the two-edged sword of your word be ready in our hands, so that we can expose the tempting words of Satan. Amen. And by faith, your warriors, your soldiers, we have put on the whole armor of God. We're prepared to live this new day and this new year in spiritual victory. In the precious and mighty name of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that prayer. Praying again more for each and every one. I just want to thank everyone, Sister Carlo and Sister Tamiko, Sister Cancinelli, and everyone that really participated tonight. And I'm going to open the line for our dear beloved brother, O'Neill. God is so good. I am telling you, he is great, you know, and you always send someone that they can share. 631-552, your line is open. Can you tell your name? Praise the Lord.
I'm blessing. Good night, everyone. This is Brother O'Neill calling from New York. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. As I was came on the line because I went to do some stuff before I come home. So I passed some stuff for some people. Like this lady, she asked me for two planks, so I went to drop it off. And came out. I want to thank God for his grace and mercy as he's slowly getting back all the stuff that I've lost in my wallet step by step. You know, got back my two bank cards because I did shut them down. I'm waiting on my license to come back and some few other documents that I lost as well. But in all of that, I want to give God thanks because, you know, especially in these last days of Earth history, one of my friends as well that lives in Georgia, he had the same situation. He went into a store to purchase something and he walked out, left his wallet. He had a lot of cash in his wallet, all his documents, his bank cards and all of that, and he had to cancel everything and try to get them back. So it's like it's a season that a lot of stuff happening, you know. Even my cousin, she passed away yesterday, so she was battling with this liver problem, and it got so worse that the doctors couldn't do nothing. All we were doing praying and that she would make it right with God in that situation, because it was very late, you know. And when you have a problem like a liver cancer, if you do not deal with it immediately, it's one of the easiest cancers to take you out fast, you know. So she didn't make it. It was all. And spoke to her husband, and they're really in somber mood because she's still 49, I think, or just turned 50, I think, years old. So she really said she would be 50 next year. Yeah, she's born 1972, so it's really sad. And she's one of the family members. She also was a Seventh-day Adventist as well, and she always stands for health principle, but, you know, she went back to the allopathic way, and she was just in the medical system and was taking those pills, and those pills was part of the thing that helped to damage her liver and it as well. So, you know, so, you know, the thoughts were prayers for the rest of the family member, and I guess her mom died from same thing, cancer. So it's something, you know, very intriguing to, in a situation like that. There's a news going around with the doctor that created the mRNA vaccine, Dr. Robert Malone. He won't be hearing him on mainstream media because they don't want to hear him anymore. He has done his job now to help create the vaccine. He's a biochemist, he's a virologist, and he has a lot of title. He usually works with some of the most top institution in America, and he was an advisor on many of these committees. He was the one that was telling them what to do, but he has come spoken out as a father and also a grandfather. He have a video clip that he posted, Dr. Judy Markovits, which I'm connected to her social network, and she was released a video, a 4-minute video. He was speaking that this vaccine is a gene therapy. It's a what? Gene therapy. So it produces spike protein in the body. What is that? It's natural antibodies that we use in our body. The spike protein actually neutralizes the natural antibody that we have in our body to fight infectious disease. And as we know, as students of the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, we know that Ministry of Healing, I think page 127 tells us that disease is an effort to rid the body of an infectious infection and all this is an effort. It tells us what disease does. So we know that in all of this that is going on, not about your health or my health. These people are not interested. That's why Christ said this statement to John the Apostle in 1 John 2 from verse 15. He said, love not the world, nor the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He says, what is in the world? The lust of the flesh, the pride of life. All this is of the world. So we know that the world has a pride of life, meaning that the world is not humble. The world is about exalting itself. And we know that we cannot trust man. We cannot trust man. And also, Proverbs and Solomon says, only a fool trusts in his own. And we can't even trust ourselves. We have to trust in God. Because only in God we can have safety. Just in Japan, news in Japan, in Israel. In Israel, the most vaccinated country on the planet, they're saying that those who have natural immunity are more able to fight off infectious disease. This is the most vaccinated country on the planet, right? And why those people, just the other day I was at a friend and they were, I don't have a television for myself. And they were advertising about the COVID vaccine and how safe and effective. What they said, they say that vaccine having this and having that, false. And they said false, everything is false. But what they are trying to do is that anything which is against their agenda is false, but anything that is for their agenda is true. When Christ says in John 8, verse 44, to the Pharisees, he said, ye are of your father, the devil. He is a what? A murderer from what? The beginning. And
yeah,
he abode not in the truth. When you don't abode not in the truth, that means that the truth have no bearing on your life. He abode not in the truth. And he's the father of life. That's what Christ is. He's a life. He's a what? The father of life. He's the father of life. So when Christ is cried, the people that profess to be his people as children of the devil, you see how significant that is? So what am I saying? Is anyone here who willingly ignoring the principle of the moral? And many people omit the physical law from the moral law, but they are one and the same. They go hand in hand. I'm going to share something from one of my devotional that I read. So many times people try to reject God's way. But everything that we do in this life, it has two principles. You have a right principle and you have wrong principle. So there's a principle that we ought to follow. We have God way and we have man way. In our Father's care, give me 1 second, let me pull it up again. Our Father's care is one of our devotional. Before I go, let's pray a bit most kind, loving, and tender God. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we thank you that you are our God. Father, you said unto us in your words, in Psalms 119, verse 165, that the peace that you give unto us is a peace that in spite of all that is going on in this world, we are not to be offended. Great peace are they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So we are not offended by nothing that men are doing. And you promise us in John 14, verse 27, that the peace I give unto you, my peace I leave to you. Not as this world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. So Lord, this is important lesson that you leave with your people, because you know that 2021, 2020, 2019, all these things will come upon the world. And as we see that many, even among your people, are succumbing to popular demand, oh God, but you know that you have a people that will stand firm to your principle and your precepts. Father, we just ask you to help us, oh God, to be faithful and to be true. And as you have told us, oh Lord, to fight the good fight of faith, that means that we must trust wholly in you, regardless of any situation that we may go through. Father, what we need in these last days of our history is the baptism of your Holy Spirit, so that we can have persevering faith, as Jacob had when he wrestled with the angel of covenant. Lord, we ask you to be with us. Grant us your peace that passeth all understanding. Help us, O Lord, to stand like a brave with our face to the foe. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read this quote from, two quotes I'm going to read. I'm going to read this quote from Our Father's Care. This is a devotional by Sister White, a very profound devotional. Relief of Physical Suffering, December 13. It says, as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out the devils. Freely he have received, freely have given. Before the day of Pentecost, this was when Christ chosen the disciple and were giving them their several work to go. When they go out, what they should do? They should what? Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely have received, freely have given. Are they doing this on their, in their strength? No. Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can do nothing in our own strength. Somebody would say, but how can all these healers are healing people out there? And they're false healers. But we must know that even Satan himself is involved in this false healing business. But what, when Christ heals, it's a different heal. He makes people whole again. Right? He makes people whole. That Christ heals both body and soul and spirit. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Christ healed entirely. He made whole. When the Bible says whole, that means healed, both mentally and physically and spiritually. Because disease begins in the mind. Sister White, many would have been Many would have been healed if their mind was right. So it says, perilous times are before us. The old world will be involved in perplexity and distress. Disease of every kind will be upon the human family. Now listen to this part carefully. And such ignorance as now prevail concerning the laws of health would result in great what? Suffering and loss of many lives that might be saved. I'm going to read over that one again. It said, perilous times are before us. I would say perilous time is with us. The whole world will be involved in perplexity and distress. We see perplexity and distress now? Yes, we do. Disease of every kind will be upon the human family, and such ignorance as now prevails concerning the laws of health would result in great suffering and the loss of many lives that might be saved. Because of what? Ignorance. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Because they reject knowledge. When people lack of knowledge is because they reject knowledge, meaning that knowledge is available. For instance, I could put a story. When you go to school, for instance, and when you go to school and some children comes out better than some, why? And they were in the same class, they got the same subjects, but yet still, it was available to them, but they did not take advantage.
They rejected.
So rejected. So it says, as religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, we see that happening, right? Those who would stand for freedom of conscience, you hear that? Freedom of what? Conscience. Free will. God made us with our what? Free will. Will be placed in what? Unfavorable position. Do you see that happening around us? Yes. Guess what? A lot of people lost their lives because what? They are unwilling to go against their conscience. So they are placed in what? Unfavorable position. Let me make it plain. It's either you do this or you do not keep your job. Hello? Yes. That's why. They're placed in unfavorable. So they're placed in unfavorable position, and many will say, okay, I'll go with the flow. And some will say, no. My conscience will not be steered. As Peter said, with like an iron. So he says, for their own sake, hear this part carefully, for their own sake, they should, while they have opportunity, to become intelligent in regard to disease, its cause, prevention, and cure. It's what? You're going to become what? Intelligent in regard to disease, its cause, prevention, and cure. You're not going to be intelligent towards disease, its causes, prevention, and cure by gluing to your CNN and your CBS and all these mainstream medias who are not giving you solution, which is right lifestyle changes, but telling you to do something that will also make you have more disease. He says, and those who do this, listen to this part, for God's people, we will have work. And those who do this will find field of labor anywhere. So when we, here are we going to have work now? Become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. And our next quote I'm going to share before I close, and this quote is going to be so potent. It's something that we have to think about. Those who do this will find field of labor anywhere. There will be suffering ones, plenty of them. Are we seeing it? A lot of people text me almost every day asking me for solution for some health situation. One of my friends today, I gave him one of the tonic, and I told him, don't wait till you get sick to boost your immune system. He told me that I don't drink a lot of water. I said, brother, if you drive a, if you have a car and you do not give it what it needs, sooner or later it's gonna break down. So with the human system, you have to give the body fuel. You shower, right? So you need to drink enough water. The water replenishes the body. It flushes the organs of the body. It helps the cells, everything. It says, not only among those of our own faith, not just those of our own faith, but largely among those who know not the truth. So a lot of people do not know the truth, but they were willing to listen to you. Just the other day, I went into a store to buy some stuff, and when I went into the store, the proprietor and me had a conversation. The proprietor is saying that, I know that this thing that is going on is not as what they are saying, and I've done my research, and I won't put that thing in my body. She's not a Christian, but people out there are realizing that they need to take information, knowledge seriously. And when you're knowledgeable on something, you would not make a bad decision unless you are presumptuous. It says, the medical work done in connection with the giving of the third angel's message is the accomplished wonderful result. It is to be a sanctifying, unifying work. So the health message with the three angels' message goes hand in hand. There cannot be no minister claiming to have the three angels' message without the health message, because the three angels' message is wrapped up with the health message. Corresponding the work with the great head of the church sent forth the first disciples to do. Calling these disciples together, Christ gave them their commission. And as he go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely he has received, freely give. Behold, I send you. What Christ says in verse 16, he said, behold, Matthew 10, 16 said, behold, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as a serpent and what? Armless as a dove. So if we are doing this medical missionary work, are helping people, cures, give them readiness to cure ailments, you must not go out there and tell the whole world that we are healers. And we are doing this and we are doing that. No, we do nothing without Jesus. Tell them that it is Christ that does the healing. It's not us. We are the vessels being used by God. It is well for us to read this chapter. That is Matthew chapter 10. Read it. It is well for us to read this chapter and let it instruction prepare us for our labors. The early disciples were going forth on Christ's errands under his commission. So the people of God are supposed to go on what? Christ's errands and under his commission. His spirit was to prepare the way before them. They were to free feel that with such a message to give, such a blessing to impart, they should receive a welcoming homes of the people. This is what this message is. The message wrapped up with the divine gospel message. God reaches out through the relief of physical suffering. Amen. Remember with Elijah and the woman at Zarephath, right? Her son was dead, right? Her son was dead. And God, through Elijah, raised back her son to life. And hear what the lady says? Surely I know that thou art a prophet, a man of God. What? So you see how important. So Elijah was a gospel medical missionary. So we see a seed of truth is dropped into the mind and it watered by God. Much patience may be required before this seed shows signs of life. But at last it springs up and bears fruit into eternal life. All we need to do is to be sowers of the seed. When you put that seed in the ground, do you see it when you cover it? after you cover that seed, when you plant it in the ground, you cover it. Do you see? It takes 3 weeks sometimes, 4 weeks to fully germinate. Then your seed comes out. So the same sowing of the gospel seed. How slow, he actually says, how slow men are to understand God's preparation for the day of his power. How slow men are to understand God's preparation for the day of his power. My next quote, then I close. Yes, my next quote, then I close. You know what it says here? This is from 5T. That is 90, Testimony Volume 9, page 159, paragraph 3. It says, we are not to make the use of flesh food a test of fellowship, but we should consider the influence that prophets, believers who use flesh foods have over others. As God's messenger, shall we not say to the people, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever do, do all to the glory of God. That is 1 Corinthians 10:31, a well-known text. Shall we not bear a decided testimony against the indulgence of perverted appetite? Question. Will any who are, hear what he says, will any who are ministers of the gospel proclaim the most solemn truth ever given to mortals? Set an example in returning to the flesh pot of Egypt? What he says again, let me read it over again. He said, will any who are ministers of the gospel proclaiming the most solemn truth ever given to mortals set an example in returning to the flesh pot of Egypt? He says, will those who are supported by the tithe from God's storehouse permit themselves to self-indulgence, to poison the life-giving current flowing through their veins? Will they disregard the light and warning that God has given them? The health of the body is to be regarded as essential for growth in grace and the acquirement of even temper. If the stomach is not properly cared for, the formation of an upright moral character will be hindered. What? The stomach? They say the stomach is the second brain. So whatsoever going to your stomach is filtered through the digestive system, circulatory system, to the frontal lobe, the brain. So it says the brain and nerves are in sympathy with the stomach. Okay, what it says? The brain and also the nervous system. The brain and nerves are in sympathy with the stomach. Erroneous eating and drinking result in erroneous thinking and acting. So you hear that? Let me read that over again. So the brain and the nerves are in sympathy with the stomach. Erroneous eating and drinking result in erroneous thinking and acting. So why are we getting messages that have no bearing when you listen to these ministers on the pulpit? Because what? The diet. Lessen your spirituality. So when we are not conforming to God's laws, how many people only think about the Ten Commandments, but we don't think about the physical law? You can check back in Leviticus. God set up physical laws as well. And those were not nailed to the cross. They are still binding. Because they will help us as a people to live according to God's way and not the world way. There are two health systems in this world. The health system of man and the health system of God. and the health system of man. It's not about your healing. It's about making you sick. It's maintaining you until they pull the plug. Two persons just the other day had a brain surgery. And after they done the brain surgery, his brain died. He never revived after that. They had him on a life support machine. They weren't getting no response from him. The family had to say he was brain dead. Just the other day, somebody else and two people that I know had the same situation. They have to take off the life support. The thing can be done. So I'm telling us that we have a message that no church on earth have ever gotten this message. The three angels' message is also the help message. The last message given to us, mortals, has been entrusted to us as a people. And it's my desire for the people of God not to allow mainstream media, the news networks of this world, to influence them. Read the spirit of prophecy. We are influenced by God's spirit that has given to us. And if we follow the instruction in these books, the eight laws of health, not about just sunshine, not about just water, not just about nutrition.
It's all of it coming to
one. Meaning. It's the laws of God. If God inspired these things for his people.
Mm.
Water. God used Elijah to send Naaman into the dirtiest water of all in Jordan River. The water was black, but the water had mineral properties to heal even the most gruesome disease that would affect the outer skin of the body and internal organs of the body. Leprosy. Go and dip 7 times in the Jordan. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Yeah, we know that. But 7 is God's perfect number. So, you have to just allow God to lead and direct us. Let us pray and work. Faith without works is dead. James tells us that. We cannot just say, God, do this for me. God, do that for me. But at the end of the day, God has shown us ways to do it. But we are not acting. So, thank you, Sister Paulo, for opening up my line. Let us pray to close.
Most God,
of an eternal God, we are truly happy that you are a God. Never, you ever leave us without a witness. You provide everything for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we come. In whom you have given all power. And Father, that the life of Jesus Christ shall be made manifest in our mortal flesh, which is our desire. Father, we have sinned, Lord, as a people. We have not adhered to your principle and your precepts. We have allowed the world to mold us instead of allowing the Word to mold us and your Spirit. Father, we pray for each and every one represented, every family represented on the line, even the rest of my family members. I pray for them, oh God. And many are ignorant in regarding to the laws of health. And Father, I pray, Lord, that the light that I've shed with them, Lord, will help them to know that the body is a temple of God. Lord, possible, Lord, to be true witness. Help your people, Lord, to start researching more to understand the mechanism of the human body. In Helpful Living, page 13.1, he said, it is the duty of every man to know the construction of the human organism and to be ignorant of this fact, it is a sin. Lord, our doctors should not be the one to know all the constitution of our body. We should know as well, because that is something that you have developing us to know the house that we are living in. Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless this line, bless the Advent Light Ministry. Be with Sister Paul in a mighty way. Someone who has been committed to your cause. Cover under your blood. Be Brother Ray, O Lord, as I spoke to him this week, O Lord. He's recovering slowly in that accident last week. Sister Yola, give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father, I pray that everything will work out. Father, I pray for the ministry out there in Arkansas. Provide the means for the laborers. Bless Tree of Life, health food store. Father, continue. Provide more volunteers, oh God, to go out, including myself as well. Provide the means. Father, I pray, Lord, Brother Rick and his family, cover him under your blood. Pray for Sister Colin and her family as well. Pray for Sister Consinelli and her family. Pray for Sister Stephanie and her family. Continue to be with them, guide them. Father, we're almost at the closing of another year, oh God. We know not what lies ahead, but you have kept us so far. Pray, Lord, that you continue to be with us. Help us, Lord, to put our trust and our confidence in you. Father, I pray for each and every family, oh God. He's on the line, oh God. Those who once was on the line as well, I pray for them as well. Father, I pray for Anthony, oh God, Colleen. Father, you know his situation right now. As his family are raising funds to assist him with the mental situation that has been affecting him. Father, I pray for relief, oh God. Father, while you are here on this earth, you were interested in the mind. And that's why you were trying to cleanse all disease, because you know that disease begins with the mind. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will be with him, guiding a very close friend of mine, oh God. Father, whatever the enemy is trying to use against him, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you will deliver him. Father, I pray, oh God, to help us as a people, Lord, to press together, especially in these closing scenes of first history. Remove every injurance from out of our life. We see what happened, oh God, with the disciples when they went out. They could not cast out the demons because they had grievance in their heart. You have hatred towards one another. You have sadness, declension, and all these things was in their heart. In Matthew the 17th chapter, when you chose three to go up on the mount with you, James, John, and Peter, Father, help us, O God. Remove every injury and trauma out of our lives, Lord, that your spirit may be manifest in our life, that we not live for ourselves, but we live for you. Bless all the ministries around, O God. Bless all the work that we are doing, O God. I pray, Lord, that you give us strength. We need your spirit, because without your spirit, Lord, we cannot be at liberty. But I pray for the upcoming event in Phoenix, Arizona, in the Liberty Alliance. This is an Adventist foundation of lawyers and doctors who have been putting their careers and their lives on the line for the cause of liberty of conscience and to uplift Jesus. Father, as they will be at that stadium, that you have provided the funds that required for them to host this free event to the public, where people can come and learn about natural immunity, learn about the natural lifestyle, you know, check out their body functions and all these educational way. And your son that has come back home to where he's supposed to be, Ben Carson, I pray that you'll be with him, Lord. Cover him under your blood. I pray, Lord, that you will relish the opportunity to vindicate your character in that office that you have placed him. Father, with us, as we are about to please offer the night, of God, that you will go before us, cover us under your blood. Bless every home, bless the sick, provide the means for the needy. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear brother Honey. Come in and present this wonderful, wonderful sermon message. This is a talk. You know, God is so good, so great, brother. We know that it is a little over the time, but, brother, I think it's well worth it. This command and charge that our dear beloved brought to us about how important it is for us to really look into deeply 30 angel message with the health message as we have been studying. So we just want to thank Brother Honey for the presentation, and we have a charge to do and help us that we, the Lord will help us and bless us that we will be faithful to go out there hand in hand with the health message and the three angel message to the dying world. Thank you again for sharing, and thank everyone who really is on up to this very moment. We ask you to remember tomorrow night, it will be our Sabbath, and invite someone on the line. Let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. And thank you again for joining. Have a good night. God bless. We will just close. Immortal.